Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Temperatures in Jerusalem have cooled down after a warm day, while Tel Aviv enjoys a pleasant evening breeze. Haifa has clear skies, offering a comfortable night for residents. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post just in, the IDF has taken control of a massive Hezbollah tunnel in southern Lebanon, filled with rocket-firing shafts. Also, JNS reports from earlier this hour that Prime Minister Netanyahu stated the IDF will stay in Lebanon as long as necessary to protect its people. Also this hour, Walla informs us that IDF Chief of Staff Lieutenant Gen Eyal Zamir emphasized the fragility of the ceasefire, urging readiness for potential renewed activity. Separately, I-24 News reports that the IDF chief visited troops in southern Lebanon today, underscoring the fragile state of the ceasefire. And finally, Axios reported from earlier today that Iran fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire, a move that could disrupt ongoing negotiations and reignite conflict. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24, a regional news outlet, posted just minutes ago that Syrian President Ahmad al-Shara emphasized Lebanon's need for joint solutions and rejected any return to Syrian tutelage. Ynet Global shared earlier today that President al-Shara dismissed President Trump's comments on Syria's military involvement in Lebanon, clarifying Syria's focus on helping Lebanon find peaceful solutions. Ariel Oseran, a journalist, reported 20 minutes ago that President al-Shara denied plans for Syrian military intervention in Lebanon, stressing economic ties over military actions. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's recent operation in Lebanon. The Jerusalem Post reports that the tunnel seized by Israeli forces contained multiple rocket-firing shafts, posing a significant threat. The operation reflects ongoing tensions despite the declared ceasefire. This situation underscores the complex security dynamics in the region. Turning to Prime Minister Netanyahu's remarks, JNS highlights that Netanyahu praised the IDF's efforts and reiterated Israel's commitment to its security. His statement comes amidst ongoing military operations in Lebanon, signaling a firm stance against Hezbollah. Meanwhile, Walla reports on Lieutenant Gen Zamir's situational assessment. He stressed the fragile nature of the ceasefire and the need for vigilance. His visit to southern Lebanon underscores the volatile conditions on the ground. This highlights the precarious balance between maintaining peace and preparing for potential conflict. Also, from I-24 News, the IDF chief's visit today to southern Lebanon underlines the importance of readiness. His warnings about the ceasefire's fragility echo broader concerns about stability in the region. Finally, Axios reports that Iran's missile launch at Israel marks a significant escalation since the ceasefire. This act threatens to unravel diplomatic efforts and could reignite broader hostilities. For civilians, this raises concerns about safety and the potential for renewed conflict. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Electra Real Estate CEO highlighted the U.S. rental housing market as a prime investment, noting the company's management of $9 billion in assets. Separately, Walla Business informs us that the High Court issued a conditional order against Yehuda Eliyahu's appointment as head of the Israel Land Authority, following a petition over fairness concerns. And finally, Globes reports that Leumi Bank surprised some customers today by gifting them NIS 700, a gesture that has caught many off guard and brought unexpected joy. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.